This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. This week, Franklin became the first place in New Hampshire to allow the electronic gambling game Keno to be played in its borders. Last legislative session, lawmakers legalized Keno to help pay for full-day kindergarten in the state. Now that it can be played in Franklin, what does that mean for the businesses that want it? NHPR's Paige Sutherland joins us now to break down some of those details. Hi, Paige.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. So to start us off, why is Franklin the first city to weigh in on this, and what was the vote like Tuesday?
So frankly, it was the first city to have a local election. Most city elections are on the same date as the state elections, which is in November, November 7th. So they're the first city, the 12 other cities will vote in November, and the towns will vote in March on town meeting day. So frankly, they're the first ones to have an election. Mm-hmm. And the vote was, I mean, it was a low turnout, but 60% of people that did go to the polls supported having Keno being played in their city.
Okay, and what about the businesses in Franklin? What are they saying about this?
It's kind of mixed. I mean, I talked to one business, the VFW, they're like, when can we have it? They're ready to go. They already have slot machines. They say their customers are gamblers. And so they think that this would just be another option their customers can have. I talked to a local establishment, very popular there, JJ's Wood Fire Pizza, and they were interested as well. They're ready to get it, but they have some questions. You know, they have an open concept restaurant, and under the law, you have to separate Keno's to make sure that people that are 21 are only allowed to play it. So they're like, how's that going to work when we have an open concept with the bar and restaurant? But they're ready to go. And then Al's Village Pizza, just a local pizza place, but they serve alcohol. The guy didn't even know what Keno was. He's like, what is this? Maybe I'll get it. Not sure. So kind of mixed review.
Okay. And so can these businesses that definitely know that they want it just get going right now?
So not exactly. I mean, basically what happens is under the legislation, you have to be a pouring liquor establishment. That means a bar, restaurant. It can't be a liquor store or a convenience store. And basically what happens is you apply to the state and the state can say no. They can't grant you a license, say, if the owner has criminal history, if the owner has bad credit. They could also say no, basically kind of when I was talking about that pizza place, that it's small, you know, maybe it wouldn't be worth investing in having Keno in these establishments. So they could just frankly say, no, doesn't look like a good place that would attract Keno customers, so we're not going to grant you that license.
Okay, so this election in Franklin is just another step towards the approval process, now getting closer to the business level.
Yes.
Okay. So, and if a business is granted a license, what happens then? Who's in charge of getting these Keno machines up and running?
So really, the state is behind all of it. They're going to be providing the actual TV monitors, the cable wiring, even the pencils. They're providing all of it. And really all the businesses have to do is they have to apply. And once they're granted their license, a $500 annual license fee. And the benefit to the business, obviously more traffic into their restaurant or bar, but also 8% of Keno winnings will go to that establishment. Over in Massachusetts, their mix of the pie is really around 6%. And what you'll hear if you talk to the commissioner of the State Lottery Commission, Charlie McIntyre, what he'll be marketing when this big launch comes out in December is that if you play in Massachusetts, your winnings get taxed 5% because of their state income. If you play in New Hampshire, no state income tax, you keep all your winnings. And so the reason that's so important for the State Lottery Commission is that about $20 million is made off New Hampshire residents playing Keno in Massachusetts.
Wow. Okay. So when should we expect to see Keno in the Granite State?
Although Franklin did approve them, they're going to wait a little bit. They have to, you know, get the software, set everything up. December 15th will be their official launch. And the commissioner thinks that, you know, by the end of next year, when all the cities and towns have really weighed in, he expects out of the 2,000 eligible places that could get licenses, about 1 in 8 will have Keno up and running in their place.
All right. NHPR's Paige Sutherland. Thanks very much.
Thank you.